Praise be Jesus and Mary. As we begin this holy season of Lent, we are reminded of our sinfulness. During the distribution of ashes, we hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." You know, that was one of the punishments for original sin. It's actually the last statement that God made to Adam when he was assigning the punishments for what Adam and Eve had done. So this holy season is indeed a reminder of our sinfulness and a call to repentance. As St. Paul says in the second reading today, we are ambassadors for Christ. God, as it were, appealing through us. Be reconciled to God. We heard in the first reading that God wants us to return with him, return to him with our whole heart. In other words, to be reconciled with fasting and weeping and mourning. This is what the Lord is looking for, our reconciliation, our growth in holiness, our death to self. That's why we give things up that we like during Lent. You know, it could be sweets, television, or coffee. It really doesn't matter, just so long as it's a sacrifice. You know, if it's something easy, well, forget it. You know, we have to keep in mind that these little sacrifices are not an end in themselves, but a means to an end. The end which we're trying to obtain is eradicating sin in our lives. You know, for instance, grudges, backbiting, gluttony, lust, gossip, or anger. You know, and that's not an easy task, but if we can refrain from the things we love that are not sinful, then when it comes to the sinful temptations, we will be more disposed to God's grace in overcoming them. And I know when I was a boy, you know, people would give up something from Ash Wednesday till Easter Sunday. And it's a fairly recent phenomenon that has arisen where everyone's rejoicing in the fact that Sundays are not numbered among the days of Lent. Therefore, they can partake of whatever it was that they gave up for Lent. Well, you know, if you want to follow this practice, I'm not going to condemn you, but I think anyone can give up anything for 6 days. Although Sundays are not numbered among the 40 days, they sure are toned down for falling within the season of Lent. No Gloria, no Te Deum, no flowers, no organ. You know, it only makes sense that there should be no chocolate. Besides, our sacrifice is to remind us that we must give up sin and replace it with virtue. You know, it's never going to happen if we're content with just avoiding sin 6 days a week. So, as we begin this Lenten season, let us look seriously at our life and ask Our Lady to help us see what needs to be removed and what needs to be added. You know, in other words, let us not simply take something away, but also increase something. You know, for instance, our prayer life, our spiritual reading, our meditation, our good works. Well, let's look at what we can do for Jesus and Mary. You know, how can we grow? What acts of virtue and holiness can we add into our day? And in a moment, we'll be receiving our ashes, as I said earlier. It's to remind us of our need for penance, our need for reconciliation with God. They are a reminder of death. Because if we consider death and know that it's not too terribly far away from many of us, you know, it helps us to put things in a different perspective, to look at all the things of life and say, of what use is most of this stuff? I can't take it with me. In fact, a lot of it's going to drag me in the wrong direction. And so that stuff, you know, becomes death. We need to choose life and reject death and all the works of death. Reject Satan and everything about him, so that we can choose God, be reconciled with him, and move in the direction of everlasting life. God bless you.